People who go through extreme and harrowing events often develop a condition called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Sufferers describe intrusive flashbacks of the event that can even make them feel suicidal. But might a dose of laughing gas, nitrous oxide, given after a traumatic event, lower the risk of PTSD? Naked scientist Georgia Mills spoke with UCL's Ravi Das, who has evidence to suggest that it might.
We were specifically looking at nitrous oxide, because we know that one of the ways it acts is at a certain brain receptor that's critical in memory formation. And one of the main things that we think contributes to PTSD is the formation of these kind of traumatic memories that can resurface and cause these intrusive thoughts and images and flashbacks, which are kind of the cardinal symptom of PTSD. People can have the experience of being back at the time of the trauma, kind of context and situation free and re-experiencing that event. So it's really unpleasant.
How did you test this? I'm guessing you couldn't actually give people PTSD. That sounds slightly unethical.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a real hit with the ethics board. So we've got a kind of laboratory model of a very kind of weak form of PTSD, if you will. And it's used by quite a few labs. And basically it involves showing healthy volunteers a really unpleasant film. And what you see is over the kind of the course of a week, if you get people to keep track, they'll experience these kind of involuntary memories about aspects of the film that tend to be kind of images of some of the nasty things that have happened, and they'll just pop into people's minds in an involuntary way. And those are what we call intrusive memories. And so we show people this film and then measure over the following week how many times they're experiencing these. And we gave people either nitrous oxide gas, which is the same form that you'd get in the NHS. It's a product called Entonox. So it's mixed with oxygen and it's a lot safer than the kind of gas canisters that people use recreationally. So they got that, or a matched kind of just normal air from a canister. And they breathed that for half an hour. And then we assessed for the following week how many of these intrusive thoughts they had.
Now, I've not seen this film, but I did look it up online and I read a couple of reviews, and one of them, they called it cinematic torture. And they said, "I've yet to meet anyone who has not been deeply affected by this movie if they were brave enough or stupid enough to watch it." Your poor test subjects.
There's a problem with doing any studies that try to model something that's inherently unpleasant, in that you have to, within ethical bounds, give people something quite unpleasant to do. Yeah, I did feel terrible for the participants while they were having to watch it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, because much of the time you were sitting in the room with the participants, what kind of was awkwardly knowing what they were having to go through. Yeah, I have to say, I agree with some of the reviewers. It is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
And with the participants who got either this nitrous oxide mix or the control, which was air, what difference did you find with their feelings about the film?
What we kind of hypothesised was that given this receptor that nitrous oxide blocks is really important in kind of the shift, the transfer of information from short-term memory to long-term memory. So we thought that it would kind of prevent some of those memories stabilising and weaken them. And what we saw is that by the second day, the people in the nitrous oxide group had greatly reduced in their number of kind of intrusive memories about the film, but the normal air group hadn't. And it wasn't until about 4 days later that we saw a significant reduction in those that had the normal air, but it was basically straight after sleeping in the nitrous oxide group. And we know that sleep is also really critical for this kind of stabilization of memories into the long term. So nitrous oxide seems to have interfered with that kind of sleep-dependent stabilisation of the memories.
Has nitrous oxide been tested in the field? Do we know if this works in these sort of real-life events that might cause PTSD?
It's really interesting because it is used on the NHS currently in paramedic teams as a pre-hospital anaesthetic. So it might be having unforeseen consequences already. For people who are receiving it, they might have already gone through quite a traumatic experience. We don't know currently whether that's subsequently affecting their memories. And one of the things we're interested in doing is looking to see if we can start monitoring the situations where people have received it before being admitted to hospital versus people who haven't. But in terms of kind of, I'm thinking maybe military application, all this is dependent obviously on our results, being replicated in a clinical sample. But because it is easy to administer, it's portable, it's very safe. And once people stop breathing it, it stops having an effect very quickly. I don't see why it couldn't be kind of miniaturized and used as a kind of first line prophylactic type of intervention following traumatic events. Yeah.
Ravi Das speaking with Georgia Mills, and that study came out this week in the journal Psychological Medicine.